Hello? Yes. Hi, good evening. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Does any member of your household work for a radio, television, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Options are, I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican?
Democrat.
Okay,
you're not coming in very clear.
Okay, now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? High school diploma?
BS degree college.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
And what do you consider family? My uncle, his family.
Okay, I mean, like, the question is, are you or is a member of your immediate family?
No, then that would be no.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background?
My what background?
Your racial background.
Rational?
Yes.
I don't understand what you mean, rational.
I mean, no. What is your main racial background? Like, are you African American? Are you from family Asian?
White?
Irish, okay.
Catholic.
What is your age? Just to make sure that we speak with all the ages.
I'm old, 65.
Thank you.
Not as old as I will be, but...
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or they gotten off on the wrong track?
Off the wrong track.
Okay. From this list, which issue should the government and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Options are inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, taxes, the economy and jobs, K-12 education, illegal immigration.
Education.
Okay.
DeSantis is decimating it.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Well, who are my candidates?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a name for what candidate am I voting for?
No. It's not giving game. It's not giving name, okay? It just says definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Link faithfully to the Democratic candidate.
Yeah, definitely the Democratic. Florida, I will vote all blue. Because Florida is messed up.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly. We have the best economy in the world.
Okay.
Right now. We are the envy of the world.
Okay. Now, Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly, do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove,
okay. Thank you for your time. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you could indicate that as well. The first person is Maxwell Frost.
Positive.
Okay, does that mean that's a favorable opinion?
Favorable.
Okay. Is it very favorable or somewhat
very
favorable?
How about
Susan Placencia?
Neutral, I don't know who she is.
Okay. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
In the middle.
The options are
like. What are the options? Favorable, but not super
unfavorable.
Favorable.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Nate Douglas?
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few questions about the upcoming November election. If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The first candidate, Robert
Biden.
F. Kennedy Jr.
It'll be Biden.
Then, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Yep.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Voting for Biden.
Okay. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
Biden.
Joe Biden, the Democratic
candidate? I don't like people that try to overthrow our government. And that's Trump. I will never vote for him. So you can just ask every question and know that it's going to be Biden. It's not going to be ever Trump, and it's not going to be Kennedy.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for him.
Okay. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate, Susan Placencia, the Republican candidate.
Nate, we got to get this Republican stronghold out of Florida, out of Tallahassee. So Nate, the way.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for him.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, all other things equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? And the first state, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver for your community. And second, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government.
That one.
Last one?
Yes. And hopefully you're wrapping this up because I'm getting, hopefully this is over soon.
Yeah, definitely. yes, we're more than 50% of the survey. So yeah, we're almost done.
You better be 90 is really what's happening right now. So go ahead, keep going. And you're kind of like, I basically told you what I want, but then you asked a question after I basically told you I am voting Biden, and then you'll be like, well, how likely are you to vote for Biden? I'm like, I've already told you I'm voting for Biden. So when I get those questions, you don't need to ask the next question because it's obvious.
So I know, that's part of the survey. It's not me, right. Okay? I'm sorry. Okay, now, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse?
Better.
Not changed much.
Gotten better.
Okay.
You don't even need to repeat those. Just when I...
Okay. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, do you blame more for this higher cost? President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control
DeSantis,
the government in
DeSantis. It's all his freaking fault. He even took climate change out of the verbiage of Florida, so whatever.
Okay. Now you, let's see here. Okay, you will now be giving a statement, okay, a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The first statement is from Nate Douglas, and it says, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA Republican.
I'm wondering if he's in my Nate Douglas, because obviously we've been through this before. The other person I will not vote for. I will vote for Nate Douglas. So every question after that that's positive towards Nate Douglas, you can answer yes. That's what I don't understand. It's really clear what my view is. So I don't understand why you have to ask 10 questions about the same. In other words, I do this in my job, and so I just know that. And again, it's your job, and you have to, I guess, supposedly go through every sentence, but it's kind of silly when somebody knows what their views are, they know who they're going to vote for, and you continue to ask Nate Douglas or the other person. I'm not voting for the other person. The other person's a Republican. They've been in the frickin' House forever, and they've done nothing except make useless frickin' laws, okay? So if you could breeze through all those questions, and no, and I'm sure hopefully I'm recorded. That way they'll be like, oh shit,
yes,
what a great idea. This is what a great time. We are wasting people's time. If they basically say strongly Nate, then you can go on to the next freaking question. Okay?
Okay. I
understand it's your job, but tell the people that are doing these questionnaires that you're starting to piss people off because it's the same question again and again and again.
Same question over and over and over.
Over and over. And I've told you
exactly.
I want Nate. So then go down to the next 15 questions and see if it's a different question. And I'll answer that one. That's how. And if you guys need my help, please call me because I think that I can help you.
Okay, so you said on this one you will definitely go to with the Nate Douglas, right?
I'm pretty much, you know, if it's, I'm voting blue down party line in Florida. So assume that, and maybe we're done with this interview because I'm not voting for any Republican. I'm done.
I understand. And you know what? And the reason that I have to read it over and over, it's because it comes with the survey, and it's part of my job. If I don't do that, I get in trouble.
I understand. But hopefully this is recorded, and good. Because then it could be like, don't wait, you know, we could have been done with this interview within 5 minutes, but it's continuing, and it's like I'm not voting any different. So we're done, I think. I think I'm not even sure Nate's going to be on the ballot for me. I don't even know if I'm on the same district as Nate. I don't even know, you know, I know that I, which is sad because I might not even, I'm in Seminole County, so I don't even know if he's right. But I'm going to vote for, I'm voting blue down party line. So.
Okay.
Hope that helps. Yeah. And my husband's about right, you got about another minute because he's making me a beautiful dinner.
Oh, wow. That's just wonderful. Okay. Yeah, we're almost done. We're almost done. Definitely. And the reason that this asked this almost the same question over and over, it's because we have speak with young people, like people from 21, 25, and they are like undecided. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I will vote. This will be my first time voting.
I can't even believe you can get them on the phone.
And yeah, I mean, so we have to go like, are you sure? Are you probably, are you definitely voting for this?
Right.
And they're like, no, you know what? I changed my mind. Now I think I go with this campaign. Yeah,
right.
That's right. So, sorry. But let me go, let me try to finish this and you will be ready to go and enjoy that dinner. Now, if you knew the following statement, if you knew the following statement about Susan Placencia were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Placencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first thing, like many longtime residents in your community, Susan Placencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Placencia supports resident-led efforts to limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas. Would that be much more likely? Somewhat more
likely?
Yes,
more likely, but I think she's lying.
Okay. The second statement from Susan says, Susan Placencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the rise in grocery prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Placencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like crates, diapers, and strollers. So would that be much more likely to vote for her? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Obviously, that's a nice attribute, but Susan Placencia has been in Congress in Florida for, I don't know, at least 2 years, and she's done nothing except, oh, you know, book bans and, you know, the whole freaking woke shit. So I'm done. I think I'm done, right, because the dinner's being served. But it was really nice talking to you, and you can pretty much know that I'm not going to vote for Susan Placencia. I'm going to go with Nate, if that's even a choice, because
okay.
I think that he's not. I feel like this isn't even in my district.
Okay, we're like at 70% of the survey. I can definitely give you a call back maybe tomorrow. Okay.
Sure, I'll be.
And
you
finish
the right
rest of the survey.
But you got to condense it. You got to do cliff notes because, again,
I did.
Tell these people, again, you might have 20-year-olds. I'm not, you know, you get people my age and you know they are set in their freaking ways. So it's like, don't waste my time with these silly questions. I'm not going to vote for Susan Placencia ever because she's already been in Congress and she's done nothing. So let's give it to the new guy.
Okay. No
All
problem.
Right?
So
Thank
I'll
you.
Be giving you a
Bye.
Call back tomorrow about this okay. time or probably a little bit earlier and we can
All right,
continue
what's your name?
With the rest of the survey. Okay. My name is Alex. Alexander.
Alex. Okay. Alexander. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a great evening.